The Swiss Family Robinson, written by Johann David Wyss. Introduction. It is very well known that some years ago, Councillor Horner, a Swiss, made a voyage round the world in the Russian vessel Le Podesta, commanded by Captain Krusenstern. They discovered many islands, and amongst others one very large and fertile till then unknown to navigators, to the southwest of Java, near the coast of New Guinea. They landed here, and to the great surprise of Mr. Horner, he was received by a family who spoke to him in German. They were a father and mother, and four robust and hardy sons. Their history was very interesting. The father was a Swiss clergyman who, in the Revolution of 1798, had lost all his fortune and had determined to emigrate in order to seek elsewhere the means of supporting his family. He went first to England with his wife and children, consisting of four sons between the ages of 12 and 5. He there undertook the office of missionary to Otaheite, not that he intended to remain on that uncivilized island, but he wished to proceed from thence to Port Jackson as a free colonist. He invested his little capital in seeds of every description and some cattle to take out with him. They had a prosperous voyage till they were near the coast of New Guinea, when they were overtaken by a frightful storm. At this period he commenced his journal, which he afterwards committed to the care of Mr. Horner to be forwarded to his friends in Switzerland. Some time before, a boat from an English vessel, the Adventurer, had visited them, and the father had sent the first part of his journal by Lieutenant Bell to the captain who remained in the vessel. A violent tempest arose, which continued some days and drove the Adventurer from the coast. The family concluded the ship was lost, but this was not the case, as will be seen in the conclusion.